My earliest memory of Shakespeare is a couple of lines from Romeo and Juliet. I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the capels are abroad. We weren't studying Romeo and Juliet at school, but we were just invited to look at that scene. And it just excited my imagination. And within a few days, I was booking for my fellow school students to go and see a production of Romeo and Juliet at York Theatre Royal. And after that, shortly after that, there was a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on in Stratford in 1989, directed by John Caird. And I took the letter home from school, and it cost £13 to go on the trip, a lot of money. And I left the letter on the kitchen table. And years later, my mum and dad said to me, "We saw that letter on the kitchen table, and it was obvious you had to go." So they paid for me to come to Stratford to see John Caird's Midsummer Night's Dream, which was a sort of punk rocker version. I can still remember it vividly. Claire Higgins as Titania, Richard McCabe as Puck, John Carlyle as Oberon. It was just out of this world. The following week, I said to my mother and my sister, "You must come to Stratford-upon-Avon. We've got to visit Shakespeare's birthplace." So we came down on the train from York, and I took them to Shakespeare's birthplace as if I knew all about it. It was my first ever visit. And we walked to Anne Hathaway's cottage as well on that day, and then got the train back. That same Christmas, my dear sister gave me a copy of The Complete Works. And it was that same Christmas that Janet Sussman's Othello from the Market Theatre, Johannesburg, was broadcast on Channel 4. And Kenneth Branagh's film version of Twelfth Night was broadcast on Channel 4. And I sat and watched them and videoed them and read the plays and followed through the films with my Complete Works. And Janet Sussman, I will see on Saturday at Shakespeare's birthday procession. She'll receive the Pragnell Award for a lifetime's contribution to Shakespeare. And Kenneth Branagh is going to be the patron of our forthcoming film festival here at the Birthplace Trust. So it's extraordinary, the part that Shakespeare has played in my life. I then continue to read the plays. I used to cycle to York Public Library and take them out on audio record and record them and listen to them and put them onto audio cassette. And so I was building up my own archive. And that sort of stayed with me. And then shortly after that, I acted in a scene or two at school. We studied Macbeth for GCSE. But my earliest recollections of Shakespeare, I wasn't young. I was 14. That's when it really started to grab me. And I'm really pleased he did. Thank you, Master William Shakespeare, and happy birthday to you.